I'm Carrie Nolan. It's Monday, April 12th, and time for WQXR's Washington Report Online. David Sanger joins us now. He's the chief Washington correspondent for the New York Times. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Carrie.
First, you write in the New York Times this morning that the Washington Nuclear Security Summit being held today is the biggest gathering of world leaders called by a president on a single subject since Franklin Roosevelt presided over the summit that created the United Nations. What's the real urgency about this subject now?
Well, I think the urgency is the president's conclusion when he came into office, and he said this to us during an interview that we had with him last week, that while many in the United States pay attention to the prospect of nuclear terrorism and ask the question, what would 9/11 have been like with nuclear weapons, around the world, this effort seems to have lost a bit of urgency. You know, there was a 15-year-long program sponsored by the United States called the Nunn-Lugar program to clean up loose nuclear material in the former Soviet Union. And that's done a pretty good job. But, you know, when my colleague Bill Broad and I went out and looked at the amount of nuclear material that's still out there, some of which is secured a whole lot better than others, it basically adds up to enough to build 100,000 nuclear weapons. Now, that doesn't mean all that stuff is loose, but a lot of countries haven't paid attention to where the stuff is. Some of it is far less secured than you'd want. There was a recent case in which some group broke into a South African facility and nearly got at weapons-grade uranium.
President Obama has signed agreements in the past week to reduce the number of nuclear weapons in the world. You write that Pakistan and India are in an arms race of their own. But this isn't a subject at the summit. How come?
It's not a subject, Harry, because the Obama administration decided that if they were going to make this summit successful, they had to focus on one issue everyone agreed on, which was securing the stuff that's out there now. The India-Pakistan problem is big because India and Pakistan are now actively going out to build the facilities to produce more weapons-grade uranium and plutonium for their weapons program. But once you start the discussion about countries building more, then you get into a whole set of additional arguments about who should stop producing and who's got enough and so forth. And they just thought that that was going to be way too divisive. And in fact, it has been. Pakistan has been trying to kill a U.S. effort to start negotiations on a global treaty that would cut off the production of new nuclear material that could be weapons grade.
You spoke with President Obama last week, and he said that he didn't want gauzy pronouncements out of this summit. He wants real commitments. Will he get some during the summit?
Well, Carrie, I've interviewed a fair sampling of presidents since I arrived in Washington about 15 years ago, and every one of them at some point or another has told me at some summit meeting that they didn't want gauzy or vague commitments, and most of them get exactly that. However, what President Obama is trying to do is that in addition to a communique that will come out tomorrow afternoon at the end of this summit, they're trying to get country-by-country work plans in place so that they can go back and say, okay, you promised you'd get this done within a year. It hasn't happened. You know, how can we help you, which is sort of the way of saying get on the stick out here. The president's plan has been to lock up all this material within 4 years. Now, he said that at the during his campaign, so if you started the clock back when he took office, they're already a year and a few months into it and way behind.
On the domestic front, there's a new Supreme Court choice ahead with the impending retirement of Justice John Paul Stevens. How large a Senate fight is there likely to be?
It depends very much on who the president picks. You know, it's worth reflecting on the fact that when John Paul Stevens came up for his confirmation hearings, the entire process from nomination through his confirmation lasted something like 17 days. Now, there was also no television at that time, and I mentioned this over the weekend in a discussion with Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont, who's going to be running these hearings. He's the head of the Judiciary Committee. He said, you know, the more that's on television, the greater the opportunity to get out here and use a nomination, any nomination, to make a political point. And so I think that you'll probably see President Obama try to appoint somebody who he could describe as fairly non-ideological. You can almost guarantee that in the course of the debate, that person will be painted as pretty ideological. And I think that's what you're going to see play out over the next couple of weeks.
Thanks a lot, David.
Thank you, Carrie.
New York Times Chief Washington Correspondent David Sanger. I'm Carrie Nolan, and that's the Washington Report on Classical 105.9 FM, WQXR.